All right, let's get our Bibles and open them to the book of Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter number 11. So sa Sunday afternoon, pinag-aaralan natin ang book of Matthew sa Bagong Tipan, pinakaunang book ng Bagong Tipan. And the book of Matthew, first book of the New Testament, Matthew's thesis is that Jesus is the King and he's trying to reach the Jews, especially those in the church at Jerusalem, trying to encourage their heart to endure persecution. And the way to endure persecution is to focus on the Lord and remember that He is King. And remember that living for Him is worth it, serving Him is worth it, forsaking all for the King is worth it. Because at the end, the King will rule and reign, and we will be co-heirs with Him, and we'll be rewarded according to our good works. Now, the good works don't save us. Good works are not the basis of salvation. But I say this, good works will be the measure of our rewards in heaven. And the way the Lord will reward us is, how did we serve Him in the local church? So what we're doing here is very, very important to the Lord. So how we serve Him in the local church, what do we do with the Word of God in the local church? Are we bearing witness to people outside of the local church? All of that, well, we will see Jesus reward us for all that. The King, we'll see the King someday. And we'll be rewarded by Him. So now, Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Tingnan natin ang verse number 25. But before we get to verse 25, I want to review what we talked about last week. So nakita natin sa Matthew 11 last week that Israel rejected the Lord. So in chapter 9, he said, Pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers. Pray that God would send laborers into His harvest. In chapter 10, He sends laborers into His harvest through the 12 disciples and also the others that accompanied them in reaching the Jews for the Lord. So inuna ng Panginoon ang Israel before other nations. And in chapter 11, nakita natin na rineject sila ng Israel. Israel never repented. By the way, so Jesus showed His mighty miracles. He healed, He preached, He raised people from the dead, He cast out devils. He proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that He is the Messiah. And Israel did not repent. So what did Jesus do? He upbraided them. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse number 20. Then began He to upbraid the cities wherein most of His mighty works were done because they repented not. So anong layunin ng Panginoon? He wanted Israel to repent and believe that He is the Messiah, but they did not repent. So I have our geography book here. So William and Joe, if you can help. One per row, I guess. Just one per row. And we have a blue geography book. So sa pag-aaral ng Bible, sometimes Bible geography. At makakatulong yung Bible geography sa pag-aaral para makita natin kung saan nag-minister si Jesus, ano yung mga cities na pinag-usapan niya. Alright, so we see, go to the last page, yung pinaka-last, the very last page. Find the last page. Okay, so makikita natin dito yung buong geography ng Israel. Okay, do you see that? So makikita mo naka-divide ang Israel sa tatlong bahagi. Judea sa ilalim, Samaria sa gitna, Galilee sa taas. Do you see that? Judea, Samaria, Galilee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sa Galilee, makikita mo yung Sea of Tiberias. That is the Sea of Galilee. Parehas lang yan. Sa taas niya, makikita mo yung Bethsaida. Sa ilalim niya, makikita mo yung Chorazin at saka yung Capernaum. You see that? Capernaum, Bethsaida, Chorazin. Well, go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 21. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! And verse 23, and thou, Capernaum! So these are the cities that Jesus ministered to while he was in Galilee. So he had a circuit ministry. He was an itinerant preacher. And in these areas here, I guarantee that he was involved in church planting. So we assume that because we know that Jesus baptized, although he didn't personally baptize, his disciples baptized, delegated from him. By the way, who baptized Jesus?
John the Baptist.
So binaptized ni John the Baptist si Jesus. So ano siya? Is he Methodist, Catholic? Is he Presbyterian, Lutheran? What is he? He's a Baptist. Okay, so huwag tayong matakot sa pangalang Baptist. So ano ibig sabihin ng Baptist? Ang Baptist naniniwala na ang pwede lang i-baptize ay yung mga sumampalataya na kay Kristo. Okay? So John the Baptist was called Baptist by God. He was the first Baptist. He started the Baptist movement. But he did not start the church. The church was started by Jesus Christ, who happened to be a Baptist. So he was a Baptist. He started a Baptist church. And all believers in the first century that professed faith in Jesus Christ, they were all Baptist. Now, churches did not stay faithful. So let's say the New Testament has about 35 to 36 churches na identifiable bukod sa mga hindi identifiable. So sa mga churches na yon, 35, 36 churches, how many churches are faithful today? Wala na. In fact, Brother RJ brought this out nung napag-aralan natin yung Ephesus. Turkey is now Muslim. Halos Muslim na lahat yan. So, layunin ba ng Diyos na magtaguyod ng church at yung church hindi magpatuloy? No, that is not the will of God. Okay? Now, are you saved by joining the church? No. You are saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yung church hindi nakakapagligtas yun. Okay? Parang airport yung church. Hindi eroplano. Yung airport, lalagyan lang yan ng mga tao na lilipad. Yung makakalipad talaga, yung nakapasok sa airline. Okay? So, yung airline natin, si Jesus. Yung airport, church, ha? Lalagyan lang tayo. Pero hindi tayong tagapagligtas. But we follow the Savior. And He is our Lord. He is the Savior. Now, so naggawa siya ng magagandang works sa Bethsaida, Capernaum, Chorazin. You see all that? Okay, now, sa likod ng page na yan is a white page. Okay? Lagyan yung nito. I'm gonna give you a map. And you put that map in the back of that white page. Kasi nagtitipid tayo ng space kasi mapupuno na naman itong ito na yung second geography book natin. Meron tayong first doon. So, hand this over. Everybody that has a blue folder should get one of these. And put that in the back. Yan naman ay mapa close-up. Close-up ng Bethsaida, ng Chorazin, at saka ng Capernaum. Pero pakilagay nga yan sa likod ng map na nakita natin, last map. Okay? Nagtitipid tayo, ha? We're finding space. Pupunoy natin yan when we learn more Bible geography. Anybody else needs one? Okay? All right. So, tingnan natin yung map na ito. Let's look at this map over here. This new map. So, ito, this will be a closer up picture, hindi kasing lawak ng nauna. Dito mo makikita yung Bethsaida, Chorazin, Capernaum, Gennesaret, Gadara, Cana, Nazareth, and so on and so forth. Makikita mo dito sa taas, sa gilid, yung Tyre. Do you see Tyre? Nasa gilid siya, sa taas. You see that? You see Tyre? Okay. Well, yan yung Tyre and Sidon. Yung Sidon, mas mataas pa yan kesa sa Tyre. Pero tingnan mo yung verse 21, Matthew 11:21. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, so Gentile cities yon. Hindi na yan Israel. Gentilic. Sasabi ng Panginoon, kung yung paghihilom ko, yung pag-raise ng dead, yung pag-cast out ng devils, yung pangangaral ko, nagawa ko lang yan dyan sa Tyre, alam mo, yung buong lungsod ng Tyre, nagsisi na sila. At maibigay ko sa kanilang karyaan ng Diyos, kung tutuusin. So, you can see Tyre is there, outside of Israel. It is a Gentile city. And Sidon is north of Tyre. Katabing-katabi lang ng Tyre. Ano lang, itong map na ito, hindi sinali yung Sidon. So, anyway, so when you visit Israel, now you have an idea. May idea ka na kung nasaan yung Jerusalem. Ayun o, naka-box yung Jerusalem sa gitna dito. There's Jerusalem, ayun yung Galilee. So, sinilang si Jesus sa Bethlehem, sa ilalim ng Jerusalem, Bethlehem. 4 miles. Siguro mga ilang kilometers lang yung Bethlehem sa Jerusalem. So, you see Bethlehem. Alright, so, ayan, that's the whole map of Israel. So, you can take a look at that. So, now we have a geographical context. So, nasaan tayo? Nasa Galilee ba tayo? Nasa Judea o nasa Samaria? Galilee. So, sa northern parts tayo ng Israel. So, Jesus planted churches all over. His earliest works were in Judea. John baptized in Bethabara. Jesus served there. He baptized in Salim. He baptized in Sychar. John the Baptist baptized in Anon. Jesus baptized near Anon, and that would be the Samaritan regions. And then Jesus worked and moved to Galilee, and he began to preach and teach in Galilee. And so church, I believe there were churches there too as well. Just undocumented, and it's based on what we know. So we go from what we know to what we don't know, and that's how it works in logic. So, all right, now Matthew chapter 11. So, tabi niyo na muna yung map para hindi niyo pinag-aaralan yung map ng mahusay habang may nangangaral sa tanghali na mainit at yung kahusayan ninyo. Baka nagpe-pray na kayo habang nag-aaral tayo ng salita ng Diyos. Matthew chapter 11 verse 25. I want you to know that Jesus was rejected by Israel, but he opens the invitation not just to Israel, but now he opens the invitation to everyone. And he's not interested in geography. He is interested in the individual's heart. So look at Matthew chapter 11 verse 25. The Bible says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, God, that you revealed these things to us, Lord, through the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, inspired and preserved words that we have before us today in our King James Bible, properly translated for us, Lord. What great grace you have given us, Lord, that we can assemble in a local church, know that we are in line with your will. And Father, I pray that we would take time and take heed to the principles that we find in the Word of God. Help confront us with truth. Help us to comply with that truth and fellowship around truth. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing upon us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, because Jesus was rejected by national Israel, ethnic Israel, they rejected the Messiah. Paano natin alam? How did we know that Israel rejected the Lord? Is there a verse here that says that? What? They did not repent. So verse 20. Because they repented not. So, ang utos ng Panginoon, repent. Sila hindi nag-repent. So because Israel rejected the Messiah, the Lord switches now. He's changing. It's over. Kaya sa verse 25, at that time. You see that? At that time. That marks a beginning. That marks a switch. It's over. He is no longer interested in national ethnic Israel and the kingdom of heaven being established in Israel yet. Napostpone ang plano ng Diyos. And napostpone ang plano ng Diyos dahil sa unbelief ng Israel. Dahil sa kawalan ng pag-repent ng Israel. Watch out for non-repentance in life. No? Kung hindi ka marunong bumaling, hindi ka pwedeng i-bless ng Diyos. Kung hindi ka marunong mag-repent, hindi ka pwedeng i-bless ng Diyos. God is looking for repentance. He's looking for repentance. Now we as Baptists, we believe the Bible, we call on people to repent. We say sinners must repent. We believe in that. But let me remind you, as a Christian, our life is a life of repentance. Remember that. Our life is a life of repentance. Every time we open the Bible, we learn something from the Word of God, we examine our life, and we say, boy, I need to repent about these things, and I need to get in line with the Word of God. That's how it works. That's how it works. And the moment you say no to God, it is over. It is over. So, go back to the time na hindi ka saved. Doon sa time na hindi ka saved. Kung sinabi ng Panginoon sa'yo, mag-repent ka, at ang sagot mo, no, sa palagay mo, masasave ka? No. God cannot save unrepentant sinners. He commands us to repent, and so we say, yes, Lord. Now that we are saved, God then gives us other truth. Do we have a right? Do you think we have a right to say no to God? Okay, no. So, tuwing merong pinapakita sa atin ng Diyos sa scriptures, ang sagot natin palagi, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You understand that? Okay? So, si Peter lang. Nakita natin sa Acts. Si Peter lang nagsabi, not so, Lord. No, Lord. So, patient naman ng Lord. Pinakita niya kay Peter, no, this is my will. I'll say it again, Peter, eat. And then Peter obeyed the Lord. No? Pati din sa buhay, even in discipleship ni Peter, palaging si Peter ang salungat kay Kristo eh. Sabi nga ni Kristo, mamamatay ako, papako ako. Sabi ni Peter, not so, Lord! Galing ni Peter. Kuha niya talaga yung ugali natin. Yes, that's Peter is a reflection of us. We, at times, when we read the Bible and we examine our life, boy, there are times when we're like, no, Lord. No, no. Pero matutunan na lang sana natin na kapag merong salungat sa buhay natin sa salita ng Diyos, matuto tayo na mag-repent at ipagpatuloy yung repentance. By the way, matutuklasan nyo ang buhay Kristiyano ay isang malaking buhay ng pagsisisi. You will always be repenting till the day you die because we have the flesh, we have the world, and we have the devil. And so there you have a lifetime of repentance. So anyway, Jesus switches from national to personal. His personal invitation is evidence of Israel's rejection, and the Lord's invitation shows a new emphasis in the ministry. As he marches towards the cross, he switches. The emphasis is no longer national, it is personal. Personal. So first, I want you to see how the Lord prays to the Heavenly Father. So nag-usap, no, we get one of those times when we hear the Son of God praying to the Heavenly Father. So God speaks to God. Okay? So what a privilege we get to hear how the Lord prays. So I wonder how our prayers match the Lord's prayers. Okay? Tingnan mo yung prayers ng Panginoon. Anong pinag-pray niya? Verse 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. So he addresses God with thanksgiving. He calls him Father. So there's a relationship. Lord of heaven and earth. Kayo ang Panginoon ng langit at ng lupa. He adores him. He worships him. So pansinin niyo yung prayers ng Panginoon. Hindi lang siya, Lord, tulungan mo ako dito. Nako, Lord, ang dami kong problema. No, meron siyang entrance prayer, thanksgiving and worship, and addressing him as the Father. So personal relationship with adoration and worship. Jesus opens his prayer. Now look at what he says. Because I'm thankful to you, Lord, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. What is he saying, Lord? I'm thanking you, God, because you revealed the truth of the gospel, the truth of the kingdom to babes and not to the wise and prudent. So what's he saying? He's saying that God doesn't honor the proud. God reveals biblical truth and gospel truth and the kingdom truth to babes. Babes. Those babes are represented by the humble. Humble people. So, between proud at saka humble, sino ang naliligtas? Humble. Hindi nililigtas ng Diyos yung mga proud. Hindi ako makasalanan katulad mo. Hindi, iba ako, special ako. Sabi ng Panginoon, repent. Anong repent? Hindi naman ako masama. Ba't ako magre-repent? You see? Proud. Ah, hindi mo ba alam? Member ako ng church. That's pride. Inuuna mo yung church membership. Nakakapagligtas ba ang church membership? Kung hindi nakakapagligtas ang church membership, paano ka masisave? Personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Yun ang salvation. Yung church membership, susunod lang yan pagkatapos muna ng pagtanggap sa Panginoon. You see? Everything in priority. Now, God, it says here, the things of the kingdom are hidden from the wise and prudent. That's the pride. And reveal them unto babes. That's the humble. Then the Lord acknowledged the authority of the Father. Tingnan mo ang verse number 26. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. So tingnan mo ah, nagpasalamat ang Panginoon na yung proud tinanggihan ng Diyos. At yung mapakumbaba, ipinakilala ng Diyos sa kanila ang gospel. At sila ang tumanggap sa Panginoon. And it seemed good in thy sight, Lord. This is your will. This is your desire. And whatever your will is good. Kasi yung mundo natin, kanino binibigay ng mundo ang karangalan? Sa mga humble, sa mga poor, or sa mga wise and prudent? Nako, sa mga wise and prudent.
Never nilang bibigyan ng karangalan yung humble. Pero sa ekonomiya ng Diyos, baliktad. Inuuna ng Diyos yung humble, hindi yung proud. So you see that. It seemed good in thy sight. Verse 27. This is great words. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Alam mo, lahat ng bagay ibinigay ng Diyos Ama sa kanyang anak. God gave all things to His Son as a gift. Kaya tayo nilikha ng Diyos para ialay tayo sa anak. Do you know that you are a gift of the Father to the Son? Imagine that. Alam mo, pag ikaw nagbigay ka ng gift, syempre gusto mong ibigay the best gift. Yung gift na may either gamit o may value. Nung inisip tayo ng Diyos Ama, at inisip ng Diyos yung kanyang anak, sa isip ng Diyos, ireregalo ko yung mananampalataya sa anak. This is your gift. We are the gift of the Father to the Son. Imagine that. Who are we? We are sinners saved by grace. That's all. But yet, even though we are sinners saved by grace, we are a gift from the Father to be presented to His Son. What an amazing privilege. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. So, walang nakakaalam sa anak, maliban lang sa ama. So, this is a relationship between Father and Son. By the way, let me ask you a question. Sinong nauna? God the Father or si Son? Sinong nauna? Sinong nauna? Father or Son? Hindi nyo alam? Pwede bang tawaging Father ang Father kung wala siyang Son? Pwede ba yon? William. Oh, let's say 10 years from now, you get married. 23. Sandali lang, 23. Yes, 23. Let's say 23. 10 years from now, you get married. And then 9 months later, you have a child. Maybe a boy. When you are 23 and you don't have a child yet, are you a father? No, you're not a father. When do you become a father? When you have a child. So, sinong nauna, father or son? Okay. John chapter 1. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 1. Keep your finger in Matthew 11, but go to John chapter 1. Go to John chapter 1. Okay? John chapter 1, verse number 1. John chapter 1, verse number 1. Tingnan mo ang sabi ng Bible. In the beginning was the Word. Yung Word, capital W. O-R-D, ibig sabihin, titulo yan, pangalan yan. Sino yung Word na ito?
Jesus.
Paano mo alam na si Jesus yan? Kasi sa verse 14, the Word was made flesh. Nagkatawang tao itong berbo o yung salita. So, balik tayo sa verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Mula pa sa simula, nandyan na yung Word, kasama na ng Diyos. Sino yung Diyos na ito? That's God the Father. That's God the Father. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, yung Word na kasama ng Diyos, siya rin ay Diyos. Now, sinong nauna? Parehas silang nandun na. Sa simula pa, nandun na yung Word, nandun na yung God, kasama niya ang God, at siya rin ay God. So you see, there's a relationship between the Father and the Son. You can't be a father without a son. So in essence,
the Father and the Son existed in eternity past. Already there, ang verb doon sa John 1 na nagpapatunay na nandun na ang word at nag-operate na siya na bilang Diyos, was the verb, past tense, was. So merong katangian yung verb was na nagpapatunay na operation na, nandyan na ang Diyos Anak kasama ng Diyos Ama. At silang dalawa ay nandun na mula pa sa simula. So you find this verse, go back to Matthew 11, verse 27. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. So, walang nakakilala sa anak kundi yung ama. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. At wala rin nakakakilala sa ama maliban lang sa anak. And he to whomsoever the Son reveal him. At wala rin makakaalam sa ama maliban lang kung ipapakita ng anak ang ama. So let me ask you a question. Do you know the Father? Kilala mo ba ang Diyos Ama? Do you know Him? Kung kilala mo siya, paano mo siya nakilala? How did you know about Him? It's through Jesus Christ, you see. Now, maybe ginamit ni Jesus yung nag-witness sa'yo. Maybe ginamit ng Jesus yung nagtuturo ng Bible. Maybe ginamit ni Jesus yung kaklasmate mo, yung kaibigan mo. Maybe ginamit ng Panginoon ang tao. Pero ang totoo, kaya alam mo ang Ama dahil kilala mo ang anak. At pinayagan ng Panginoong Hesukristo na ipakilala sa iyo ang Ama. He is the revealer of God the Father. Go back to John. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And look at what it says here, verse number 18, verse number 18, John 1:18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He, the Son, hath declared Him the Father. So who declares the Father? The Son, Jesus Christ. So, do you know God the Father? Do you know who God is? Okay? So paano mo natuklasan ng si God the Father? Sino nagturo sa iyo? It's Jesus. So kalimutan mo na muna yung nag-witness sa iyo, yung tao na nagdala sa iyo sa Panginoon. Ginamit lang siya ng Panginoon. Ang naging missionary sa iyo talaga ay si Jesus Christ. If you know God the Father, it's because of Jesus. Now, Jesus may have used the soul winner, the witnesser, the preacher, the teacher. It doesn't matter. Maybe your mom, maybe your dad led you to the Lord. But really, it was Jesus intervening in your life. That's why you know who God is. It's because Jesus came and intervened. So rejoice. If you know who God is, it's because Jesus revealed Him unto you. So this is wonderful. This is powerful truth. Now, so yan ang prayer niya, no? And so, can we learn about the Father apart from the Son? No, we can't. Okay, so wala. Kung hindi tayo dadaan kay Kristo, kung ano-ano na lang Diyos ang iimbento natin. You see? So, kung hindi natin tinatanggap ang katotohanan ni Kristo, mag-iimbento tayo ng sarili natin Diyos. And so you see all different kinds of religion have all different kinds of gods because they rejected Jesus Christ. So that's a terrible problem, but that's the reality. All right? Now, look at Jesus' personal invitation, 28, 29, and 30. Ito yung kanyang personal invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So anong nangyari sa Israel? Ang Israel ay naging religious machinery. Religious machine ang Israel. Kung baga, punong-puno, puspos sila ng ritual, puspos sila ng ceremony, puspos sila ng sasardote, and all different kinds of religious activities. Pero ang problema nila ay trabaho sila ng trabaho, walang kasiguraduhan na sila iligtas. In fact, nakasalalay sa trabaho ang kanilang kaligtasan. Kung hindi sila sumamba, kung hindi sila mag-alay, kung hindi sila pumulong, kung hindi sila mag-church, hindi na sila saved. So ang kaligtasan nila ay nakasalalay sa mabubuting gawa. They labored and they never entered into rest. You see that? They were weary. They were heavy laden, bearing burdens. Imagine yung burden ng Israel. Ha? Alam mo ba yung Israel ngayon? Punong-puno pa sila ngayon ng rituals. Some of the Jewish people, they religiously wear phylacteries. Ano yung phylacteries, Brother Bill? Yeah, ano ba? Pumunta ka sa airport, makita mo yung mga Hudyo na religious. Nakasuot yan ng box dito. Nakita na ba kayo ng ganon? Mga Jews na may box dito? Wala pa? Sa BGC, meron akong isang Jew friend na nakaibigan ko doon. Hindi ko pa siya nakita ng phylactery niya. Pero nakita ko yung kasuotan niya. Naka-robe siya na puti. Tapos yung beard sa Tagal? Balbas niya. Nakakulot yun dito. Yan. Kailangan ganyan talaga ang forma para pleasing to Jehovah God. Yan ang religious niya, religion niya. So biro mo, kailangan ingatan mo yung lakad mo, ingatan mo yung sarili mo, ingatan mo yung kasuotan mo, ingatan mo ito kasi kapag palpak ka, hindi ka naligtas. That is a very burdensome, heavy-laden religious machinery. Sa Catholic Church, tingnan natin ang Catholic Church, kailangan magsuot ka ng scapula. Ha? Ano yung scapula? Yan yung kwintas na kapag namatay ka, suot mo yung kwintas, garantisado ka ni Mary, susunduin ka niya. That's a scapular. Tapos, hindi lang yan, may rosario. Oh. Ano yung rosario? Hindi mo ba alam yung rosario? 50 Hail Marys yan. Kada prayer yan, ha? 50 Hail Marys, 3 Glory Bees, 1 Our Father, tapos may doxological prayer pa. Hindi ka pwede mag-rosary ng 30 minutes lang. Lalampas ka. Kung talagang magpe-pray ka ng rosary, kung fake ka talaga, pwede kang matapos ng 15 minutes. Walang kwenta yon. Wala rin kwenta naman kahit na mag-isang oras ka. Pero at least honest ka naman. So you pray your rosary, Question, sa dulo niyan, are you sure you're saved? No. Baka saved. Sana saved. Napakabigat naman ng burden na yan. Okay? Yung mga saksi ni Jehovah, ba't sila nasa labas namimigay ng literature? Kasi nakasalala yung kaligtasan nila sa kanilang gawa. Iglesia ni Cristo, what happened? Kung hindi ka kasapi sa church, hindi ka saved. Nasaan yung ikapo mo? Ah, wala kang ikapo. Pakatukoy ka ng mga deacons. Oh, Brad, Cup. Saan yung ikapo mo? That's burdensome. That's heavy. O sa dulo niyan, are you saved? Baka sana. Sana. No. The world religion is based on good works for salvation. That is heavy.
Right.
Heavy burden. Nakakapagod. Weariness. It's a perfect picture of a whole world that's plunged into sin. That's heavy. So anong pangako ng Panginoon? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. Ayan ang offer ng King. The King is offering you personal rest. Refrain. Ang ibig sabihin ng rest, refrain or restrain from toil in order to be refreshed. So rest, pahinga na nagdudulot ng refreshment. Hindi lang pahinga, halika dito, magpahinga ka lang. Hindi, bibigyan pa kita ng inumin, bibigyan pa kita ng pagkain, bibigyan pa kita ng tulong. Para pag alis mo ulit, refresh ka na. That's Christianity. That's Jesus Christ. So, kung tanggapin mo ang Panginoon, meron ka bang rest o wala? Meron ba o wala? Meron. So kung tanggapin mo ang Panginoon, sumunod ka sa Kanya, you become a Christian, a born-again Christian, believing on the Lord, trusting in Him. Are you saved or not? Huh? Are you sure? Parang yung iba-save mo, parang yung yes ninyo. Pangako ng Panginoon, ang sino man sa Kanya'y tatanggap ay ililigtas niya. Are you saved? I hope you can say you are saved. I cannot tell you are saved. The Holy Spirit has to tell you that. The Lord Jesus Christ has to tell you that. I know I'm saved. I can't answer for any other man. But I know I'm saved because Jesus said, come unto me and I will give you rest. My soul is resting in Christ. I'm not looking for another Savior. I'm not looking to man for salvation. I'm not looking to the church. I'm not looking to the pastor. I'm not looking to the missionary. I'm not looking to the church friend, the neighbor, the parent, the grandparent. I'm not looking to anyone. I have Christ. Therefore, I am resting in Christ. I have rest in Christ. So, do you have rest? May rest ka ba? Baka wala pa. Oh. Kung wala ka pang rest ngayon, well, huwag ka na maghintay. Magsisi at tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesucristo para meron kang rest. Masasabi mo sa sarili mo, thank God I am saved by the grace of God. I'm so undeserving. I do so many things wrong. But God is so good to me that I trusted in Jesus Christ and I know I have rest in my soul. I am restrained from work. I don't have to work my way to please the Lord. I have rest in Jesus Christ. Now, there's great peace. So, only Jesus is the solution. A right relationship with God is through the person and work of Jesus Christ. So, if you want peace with God, you have to be at peace with the Prince of Peace, the King of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, have you trusted in the Lord? Look at Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Verse number 10. Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 10. And verse number 11. Isaiah 50, verse number 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow.
So anong ibig sabihin nito, Brother Bill? Ganito yon. You only have one of two choices. You either trust in the Lord and walk in His light, or you can trust in yourself and walk in your own light. And God says, I guarantee you that will lead to sorrow. So yun lang ang alternative natin. You either follow the Lord, obey the Lord, honor Him, and He'll give you rest. Or you can follow your own philosophy, your own idea, or the ideas of your friends, your family, your coworkers, or whatever. You just follow their ideas, and it'll lead to sorrow. Guaranteed. Okay? So, go back to Matthew. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, kung ang isang Hudyo na punong-puno ng tradisyon, here's a Jew, full of tradition, full of ceremony, and he comes to know the Lord as his Savior. Is he absolved from going back to the temple and offering sacrifices and honoring the Lord on Sabbath? Is that all changed for him? Hmm? Yes. Hindi na siya babalik sa temple. Why? Because he has Christ. He doesn't have to offer a sacrifice anymore because Jesus is the Lamb of God. He doesn't have to worship God on Sabbath because Jesus is the Sabbath. So if a Catholic trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, does the Catholic have to go back to Rome and go back to the Pope, go back to Mary, go back to the saints, go back to the angels, go back to departed loved ones? No. If a person is born again, you can be in Christ and rest in Christ. You see that? So a personal relationship with Christ changes everything. It changes everything. So, apart from Jesus Christ, mankind will not have and cannot have rest. Pakinggan niyo ako. Outside of Jesus Christ, mankind can never find and will never find rest. So, do you know that it's either Christ, rest, or sorrow? That's your choice. Multiple choice ba yan? May pagpipilian ba talaga? Do you want Christ rest or do you want self sorrow? What's your choice? Anong gusto mo? Eh, syempre, gusto ko Christ rest. Pero kung yung choices mo, yung mga pinipili mo sa buhay, salungat kay Kristo, I will tell you right now, you will never find rest. You will never find rest. You can choose to obey or you can choose to disobey. But obedience finds rest because Jesus is about submission and obedience. Look at Deuteronomy 28 verse 15. Deuteronomy 28 verse 15. Deuteronomy 28 verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So you see, you have a choice. You can obey the commandments of the Lord, or you can disobey the commandments of the Lord and receive curses. What do you want? Rest or curses? Anong gusto mo? Rest or curses? Rest. Siyempre, gusto natin yung rest. Ano yung process? Obedience. So, I hope you understand this. What I'm saying, let me put it in a practical sa buhay natin bilang Kristiyano. Kaya hindi sapat yung mag-church ka lang ng minsang beses. You will not find rest until you surrender Sunday to God. Is this clear? Kung mag-obey ka lang sa Panginoon ng bahagi,
you will never find rest. Lord, so surrender ko yung bahaging linggo sa iyo. Paano naman yung umaga? How about the morning? How about Sunday school? Do you know in Sunday school we're learning Bible doctrine? Sunday morning we're learning Ephesians. Sunday afternoon we're learning Matthew. Huh? Sa palagay mo kung faithful ka sa Sunday, sa buong linggo ng Sunday, sa palagay mo may mapupulot ka na Bible truth na makakatulong sa iyo sa Lunes, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I think so. Kaya yung iba palpak sa buhay Kristiyano kasi yung obedience nyo palpak. You will never find rest outside of Christ. Never. It will not work. Partial obedience is disobedience. It will not work. Life is not going to be restful outside of Christ. And Christ is, He's the whole, this Sunday is not our day. It's the Lord's day. So, ganun din yan sa pera. Ganun din yan sa pagmamanage ng pera. If Christ is not in your finances, you will not find rest. Sa pag-iisip, look at Psalm 119. In your mind, look at Psalm 119. Verse 113. Psalm 119, verse 113. Psalm 119, verses 113. Psalm 119, verses 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Samech. Don't forget Samech. It's part of verse 113. Samech. I hate vain thoughts. So dito, you see the parallel, the antithetical parallel. If you don't love the law of God, you will have vain thoughts. Where do vain thoughts come from? They come from a lack of the love of the law of God. So sa pag-iisip pa lang natin, kaya magulo ang isip ng iba. Ang gulo ng isip ko, Brother Bill. Sometimes akala ko save ako, sometimes hindi ako save. Save, hindi. Save, hindi. Your thoughts are vain thoughts. You know why? Because you don't love the law of God. You don't love the law of God. Kung mahal mo talaga ang salita ng Diyos, yung mind mo, aayusin niya ng... Your thoughts will not be vain thoughts. You will fill your thoughts with godly thoughts. Words of God, the law of God, sanctifying your mind. Kaya yung pag-iisip ng marami, ang gulo. Oh, pagdating ng Sunday, mag-church ka ba o hindi? Ano, mag-church ka o hindi? Huh? Alam nyo ba yung Win Radio? Huh? Pinag-iisipan pa ba yan? Are you gonna be in church on Sunday or are you not? Vain thoughts. So you see, it's not just attending church. It's everything. What you think about. What do I think about music? What do I think about dress? What do I think about the Bible? What do I think about my soul and my friend's soul? What do I think about all different thoughts? If you don't love the law of God, your thoughts are vain. Ibig sabihin ng vain, walang kabuluhan. Kaya pansinin mo yung lipunan natin. Ha? Pansinin mo yung mundo natin. Ang daming pinag-aabalahan na walang kabuluhan. Tapos pag tinanong mo pa patungkol sa Panginoong Hesukristo, you're weird. And you talk about Jesus? You're weird, man. You're just weird. Sino ang pinagkakatiwalaan mo? Who do you rely on? You either rely on the Lord or you're gonna rely on yourself. Tingnan mo ang Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Proverbs 3:5. What a great verse. Many have committed this to memory. It's a great verse to keep in your memory. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6. Tingnan mo ang sabi ng Bible. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. So anong antithetical parallel nito? If you're trusting in the Lord with all of your heart, you are not leaning on your own understanding. But if you are leaning on your own understanding, you're not trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. So yun ang choice mo. There's a choice. Do you want to trust in the Lord with all of your heart? Or do you want to lean on your own understanding? So sa mundo natin ngayon, pag nagkaroon ng problema ang mundo, saan tumatakbo ang mga tao? Sa mga kaibigan, sa mga kamag-anak, sa trabaho. Yung iba, tumatakbo sa pagkain. Ha, na-stress ako, ha? Kain ako ng kain. Yung iba, sa bisyo. Nakaka-stress kasi. Ito, ayan. Magre-relax na ako. You know, you are leaning on your own understanding. You're not leaning on the Lord. You're not trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. You have a choice of who to fear. You have a choice of who to fear. Look at Proverbs 29, verse 25. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Oh, antithetical parallelism, all right? If you trust in the Lord, you're not going to fear man. If you fear man, you're not trusting in the Lord. So nakikita mo yan? Okay? So eto, dito mo makikita yung fear of man. Oh, pag nandyan yung boss, magtatrabaho ko ng maayos. Pag wala yung boss, party. O nandyan na yung boss. That's the fear of man. Yan yung pag yung pastor bumisita sa'yo. Ay, nandyan si pastor. Tago mo yan. Hello, Brother Bill. How are you? And that's the fear of man. That's just, and I'm, why would you fear me? I mean, I know I'm ugly, but you don't have to fear me. I'm not going to do anything to you. But people fear people. Let me say something. If you fear man, you don't fear God. And you need to learn to fear God more than you fear man. Mas importante may takot ka sa Diyos kaysa sa takot sa tao. Fear God. So you have a choice. You can obey or you can disobey. You can have vain thoughts or you can have love the law of the Lord. You can rely on the Lord or you can rely on yourself. One more. You can exercise faith or you can exercise sight. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. Hebrews chapter 11. And verse number 6. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you can operate by faith. Lord, I can't see the end from the beginning. I don't understand how you're going to do this, but I believe in your word and you tell me to obey. I'm going to obey you, Lord. I don't understand how it's going to work out, but I'm going to have faith in you. I'm going to obey you, Lord. You can have faith or you can go by sight. Oh, I see. If I work overtime, I can make this much money, then I can pay the bills. I can live life without God. I don't need God. I can figure it all out and take care of myself. I'm a self-made man. I don't need God. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, you have a choice. You can either rest on Him, or you can go your own way. I hope you make the right decision, trusting in the Lord. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the personal invitation of Christ. We thank you that salvation is not on the national ethnic Israel. It's not about Israel. It's about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Lord who died on the cross for our sins and provided us salvation through His blood. And now He promises rest. Rest from weariness. Rest from burdens. Rest from toiling. We can find refreshment. We can find refrain from work. We can find revival. We can find refreshment through Christ and only through Him. I pray we lean not upon our own understanding. I pray that we choose to obey. I pray that we operate by faith, not by sight. It's so hard to do in this world that's full of things to look at and see. And help us to evaluate things according to the Scriptures, not according to sight and numbers and pragmatism and all that. Help us to be pure in these things. And we thank you for the promise you give rest. We need rest, Lord. Rest in our souls, resting in you. And we thank you that we can have it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? How many?